And now all of a sudden, layer onto this, after all the concerns you've laid out, we come into 2023 and we have Silicon Valley Bank, which few probably ever heard of before, all of a sudden a very high profile collapse. Do you think this is similar to kind of the Bear Stearns moment that was the start of things back in 2008? And if not, what's different this time, do you think?
I really don't. Am I concerned? Yes, but it's nowhere near the concern. I'm going to go play some inside baseball just because I had a seat at the table when things were collapsing during the global financial crisis. But two industries more than any other are reliant on confidence: banking and retail. And once confidence is lost in a financial institution, liquidity dries up overnight. According to the CEO of Bear Stearns, we have ample liquidity on March 12, 2008. By March 14th, Bear had zero cash left. So it doesn't take months or years, it takes hours or days. And in 2008, we had a major housing crisis and banks were over-leveraged, which I touched on. Major financial institutions were insolvent and the financial system was imploding. And I really personally don't believe that Americans realize how close to Armageddon we came during the global financial crisis. I was in the meetings with the Fed during this time. I was in the room, and I swear, even though my business was doing so well because I was short, I was sick to my stomach. I would come home, and even though the business might have been up $30, $50 million in a day, I would go home and I was shaking about what I was seeing. And my wife couldn't believe what I was telling her. And I was so nervous about the future of the world in light of how bad things were. And I can't remember the exact date, but I'm assuming it was September of 2008. I was in a meeting with maybe 15 or 20 people from JP Morgan, and the head of the investment bank listed a half a dozen major companies that would file bankruptcy within the next 48 hours, unless a combination of big banks and the government did something to save them. I mean, these were major financial institutions. When you ask, is it as bad now as then? The answer is it's not really close. I mean, during the global financial crisis, JP Morgan stock was $18. It's now $140. Bank of America was $2.50. It's now $30. Wells was $7. It's almost $40. JP Morgan equity market cap was $50 billion during the global financial crisis. It's over $400 billion today. So, the S&P fell 46% between October 2007 and March 2009. Year to date, the S&P is up 6 or 7%. So there's all these, we're not close to where we were in the global financial crisis, and I don't think we're going to get anywhere near there either. So that's that background. Now, having said that, we have seen some regional bank pressures. You mentioned SVB, Signature Bank, as well as others. Both of them had exposures of concern, whether it was venture, crypto, real estate. And for SVB, they seemed a bit more concerned about woke causes than risk management. They had no chief risk officer for 8 months, yet pledged $5 billion to ESG causes. I don't know how a bank could have no chief risk officer for 8 months. It makes zero sense. And they were making a lot of mistakes during this time. So SVB management made the critical mistake of having large deposits that are short and dated daily, i.e., you can get your money out anytime. And they bought long-dated bonds with them, 20-year bonds and mortgage-backed securities and treasuries. And as depositors got scared and wanted their money back, they couldn't get their money back because the bank started selling their bonds at a big loss. And they announced, hey, we lost a couple billion dollars selling these long-dated bonds, and we're going to raise a couple billion dollars to offset that. And then the stock just started tanking. And then it became, as I said, it doesn't take weeks or months, it takes hours or days. And then all of a sudden, they're out of money in a hurry. And I preach a few things about risk management that I think prevent, if you follow them, it's hard to blow up. Number one, is asset liability mismatch is something you got to watch. So they have short dated liabilities and deposits, and they were buying long dated, long duration assets. And as the Fed was raising rates aggressively, those assets were down substantially. So if you have short-dated assets, you really have to be mindful and have plenty of liquidity if you're going to have long-dated, I'm sorry, if you have short-dated liabilities, you have to be mindful of having too long-dated of assets. The other is, leverage. We saw what happened during the global financial crisis. All the firms I mentioned that blew up were very highly levered. And then mandate creep. I think when you become good at something and you have a core competency, and then they veer off and go to another direction, those three things lead to disaster more often than not. And right now, regional banks remain under pressure. There's many down 40% from the recent highs. And I think that to me, and I know some of the SVB lovers are not going to like what I have to say, I don't agree with the SVB model. And I think it worked when we were in a zero interest rate environment and tech was the hottest thing in town. But I'm not convinced that as rates rose and tech became less in favor and more of their loans would go bad, I don't think it really worked through a cycle.
Right.
And so I've been critical of their business model. And but you know, to the point of where it's concerned, I think I laid out the point of why we're not in a global financial crisis, and I gave a lot of examples. But here's where I'm concerned: small to medium lenders drive the economy with critical loans to small business and real estate, and these loans are drying up. And I've been talking about it, but I have a lot of examples of what's happening. And so many individuals and small companies are unable to access credit, and that is the lifeblood of the economy. And so SVB was very critical to the venture space, and in many cases, we're the only game in town. And I'm on the board of multiple companies that borrow money from folks like SVB. And in many cases, they were either the most aggressive or the only lender that would lend us money. And so I think that them being gone is an important statement. And then you look at Signature Bank; they had 12% of commercial lending market in New York City. So with already all banks pulling back, you have a lender that was 12% of the New York City commercial real estate market pulling back. What do you think that's going to do to the cost of a loan for commercial real estate in New York City? And so you have REITs, major REITs down 65% plus this year in New York City, like Vornado and SL Green. What does that tell you? And as I said, small lenders account for 67% of commercial real estate in the United States, and overall loans about 40%. And I have some charts here that I think we're going to put in the for people to see as well, that are pretty telling. Another recent example: I was asked to advise a company that's in the home construction space, and they're really struggling to find lenders. A friend of mine called, who's a very well-known real estate guy who owns real estate all over the country, and he's been banking with the same regional lender for 35 years. He has a loan that has $900,000 on it, and he called them to refinance. The loan to value is 15%. They said, we are not in a position to make that loan today. He has a personal guarantee on the loan. This is a wealthy person with a 35-year track record with the bank, never missed a payment, no defaults, and the bank said no to a 15% loan to value. So we can talk about the banks aren't pulling back, but I've got multiple examples of it. And, there's been Fed surveys, nearly 60% of households believe accessing credit is tougher today relative to pre-pandemic, where it was 23%. So you look at the share of households who are saying it's harder to obtain credit, it's significantly higher. Yesterday, the San Francisco Fed, who's really at the epicenter of the SVB, said lending activity fell significantly in recent weeks amid higher interest rates and elevated uncertainty in the banking sector. Lending standards tightened notably, and several depository interest institutions opted to reduce loan volumes, especially for new clients, despite reporting ample liquidity. So, no, we're not in the global financial crisis, but yes, we're going to be in a period of time where financial institutions are going to be less aggressive in lending. They're going to give lower loan to values. They're going to say no more, and rejection rates are going to go higher. And the good news is it's going to slow down inflation. If you can't get a loan, it's going to be harder to buy all those fancy new things and build new buildings without the ample credit that we've seen in recent years.